All right, 7:21-24, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. Title of this is Out of Time. I remember a minister talking about a sliver of time that when the church dispensation ended and the millennial dispensation started, it would be a sliver of time where God would be no longer bound by his word, but he could do what he wanted. The Lord says here, I've given men 6,000 years and man is out of time. In times past, I've been long-suffering and giving man every chance I could to come to repentance. Just as in the days of Noah, so is my coming. They didn't listen then and some are not listening now, but the end of time no longer. There's end of time no longer. I want to look at Revelation chapter 10 right quick. Y'all there? Very end. Y'all there now? Okay. Verse 1. Now I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right hand or his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. I always thought this was kind of interesting that maritime law is the law of the sea and our republic is going back under the law of the land. And I don't know if that's what this represents, but it sure kind of sounds like it. He cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. So this message has been spread far and wide, the mystery of God revealed to his prophets. Just in the days of Noah, people are just doing their own thing and they are totally unaware of what time this is. Turn with me to Matthew 24. We're going to start there at verse 36. Okay, everybody there? But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. There shall be two in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Let me see how else. We're going to read to 51. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give him meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. In other words, whatever God has put in your hand to do, we need to be doing it. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler of all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So the Lord's given us stuff to do. The Lord says the flood is here, but this time it is the flood of judgment. I've spoken to you many times about this judgment and given reference to my chosen ones that will not bear the sword for nothing. But judgment will begin in my house first, church first. The angel is ready to measure to see just what condition my church is in. This is Revelation chapter 11. Just one verse 1. It's kind of like in the time of Belshazzar, the handwriting on the wall that said you've been weighed and measured, you've come up wanting. Right here, verse 1, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. Who's the temple? We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Okay, now go to 1 Peter chapter 4. Look at 17 through 19. Dan and I were talking about the old guard a couple of days ago. The old guard just finished their race, and they don't have the new wineskin to go into the new, so they'll go home. All right. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God first. And if it first began at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. It's not going to be pretty. All right, one more scripture to this word. No, yeah, one more. Revelation 14. Verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. Having his father's name written in their foreheads. The temple measures 144. So in the scripture. So these are not stones and bricks. These are people. If you want to read further on this, chapter 7 of Revelation talks about those of each tribe sealed. And then it talks about the angel said talked about the multitude of people, or maybe it was John, talked about the multitude that could not be numbered. So it's not a 144 people. It's the measurement of the city. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne, before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they were without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen. This is this current system we've been under. Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in their forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Just know right now that the beast is not just a man. It is a system that we've been under. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. And I looked and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in the sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. In other words, those who are not on the right side of things are about to be harvested. The tares are going to be removed from the wheat. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for grapes are fully ripe. God has given 6,000 years to man. And that time is up. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even to the horses bridled by the space of 1,600 furlongs. When you're reading the book of Revelation, you have to understand, John has seen visions and dreams. And so what we see reflected in the earth is going to look different than what's he saw in a vision. But right now, this occupation that's going on, it's been going on for some years now, this is what's transpiring. And it looks like natural. It is natural. Okay? All right. That's all of that one.